Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, and this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Caroline Organ, who is Director of Human Resources for BS&P CPAs, also with the BNBEA as a board member and secretary. And Caroline, I'll leave it to you to explain to those who haven't heard yet about BNBEA, what it is.
Okay, thank you, Randy. First, I want to thank you for having me here today. The BNBEA is the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Association, and we're actually a nonprofit that was founded in 2007. And really, our mission is to foster and promote ethical business practices in the Buffalo Niagara region. We do this a couple different ways. We do educational seminars and presentations throughout the year. We also do this with our annual luncheon that recognizes three companies for the Buffalo Ethics Award as well. So one of the recent things that we did actually in the community is Niagara University is one of our platinum partners. And we worked with their family business center that was founded by Vince Agnello. And we actually went out and talked to their group about ethics and business and why it is so important to have ethical business practices and how it relates to them. So that's something that we did on the seminar side. And then I mentioned the luncheon that we have each May where we recognize the companies. We recognize three companies. We recognize a small company, which is 5 to 25 employees, a mid-sized company, which is 26 to 100 employees, and a large company, which is over 100 employees. And that process actually starts now.
And as I understand it, 14th annual. And
correct, yes. No, I can't believe it already.
No repeat winners, because I always ask if there's a repeat winner, but this
there
is kind of
no.
A
mm-hmm.
in perpetuity, I guess is the term.
Yes, we like to call it more of a lifetime achievement award. It isn't something that somebody is going to apply for again. You know, once you receive it, you have that award, you have that, you know, sort of that status, I guess you could say, and it's something that, you know, the businesses really like to have, and they use that, you know, in their marketing and to promote it, and they're very, very proud of that lifetime achievement. So it isn't something that you'd apply for again. Once you have it, you've earned it.
And the nomination deadline is coming up, so we probably
ought
to give
it's
that,
very soon.
That,
yes.
That date and the details for where you can make a nomination?
Sure. Yes, the nominating process is fairly simple. The nominations are open until next Friday, October 25th, and they can go to our website. It's buffalobusinessethics.org, and right on our homepage is a link to the nomination. And again, the nomination itself is fairly simple to go through and actually nominate the company.
And I've talked to numerous people before about the whole concept of business ethics. And what exactly are we talking about? Is this, again, sure. just something internal for how the employer treats employees, or is this also how the company treats or deals with people outside the company?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. It's definitely both. You know, when the judges are looking through the actual submissions, you know, when we're taking a look at that, we're looking at both internal and external. So we're looking at how the companies treat their employees and how they handle any ethical situation that comes up. I mean, every business is going to be faced with difficult decisions. You know, sometimes it may come down to ethics and, you know, how they handled those decisions, you know, in the past and what they have set up, their processes and procedures to handle them going forward. And then it also takes a look at the external stakeholders. So things such as vendors, customers, clients, you know, how they interact with the community, what types of, you know, involvement they have in the community. So it's both internal and external. I think that's very important to mention. So it's, you know, every company has its own culture. So it's really that internal and external culture.
And maybe a little bit more of a difficult question to answer because I don't think I've actually asked this one before.
Okay.
Are there examples of kind of ethical issues for businesses, and is there like a main one way to handle those?
That's a very good question. I don't know that there is a one size, you know, fits all, because again, each business has its own culture and its own way of handling things. I think that that's really what's interesting about this whole process. You know, once a company is nominated, there is a bit of a process in order to, you know, to go through this. You learn a lot about yourself, but what we've learned is, you know, each business does have its own uniqueness and ways to handle the situations, and that it's the ones that we feel rise to the top that stand out that actually receive the award.
Listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, speaking with Caroline Organ, who is Director of Human Resources for BS&P CPAs, also serves as a board member and secretary for the BNBEA, or Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Association, which is having its annual awards nominations process. Again, the nominations process open until the 25th of October. In your role at BS&P CPAs as a Director of Human Resources, what maybe can you tell us about how business ethics folds into what you do?
Mm-hmm, definitely. I think in 2 points. So I work for BS&P CPAs, which is a CPA and consulting firm. You know, and in the CPA world, ethics is, you know, one of the most important things when you're doing that work. You know, it is built into our core values of the firm. You know, we have an acronym, CARE, and the E stands for ethics. So it's something that's extremely important to us, you know, again, in the CPA industry. And then I oversee all of the HR internally, and I also do HR consulting for clients. So these types of situations come up a lot. One of the things that is, you know, very relevant in the HR world right now is the New York State sexual harassment training and policy requirements that they have just all their legislation that they've recently implemented over the past year, a little over a year. And so that really relates into the whole ethics, you know, world, and how are these companies handling those situations? And, you know, those are questions that I'm getting from clients all the time. You know, how do I handle this situation? I received a complaint. What do I do? You know, and first and foremost, it is being ethical and doing the right thing to make sure that your employees are taken care of.
And what makes it difficult, especially in your realm, if we can just diverge a little bit from the BNBEA specific, is that the rules pretty much change year to year. So you really have to keep on top of things. And there's always something different coming up.
You do. I've been very extremely busy with the consulting over the past couple of years, busier than I've ever been. You know, there was paid family leave legislation that came out a couple of years ago. There's the New York State sexual harassment, as I mentioned, legislation that came out. There's some new protections for some protected classes, you know, some rights for them that just came out. So it's very important for businesses to stay on top of those things, you know, not only things that New York State's coming out with, but then how are they going to handle those issues when they come up, you know, both ethically and legally, because there is a couple components to that. So it does intertwine, you know, very relative, and it makes sense and relates with the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Association. And that's one of the reasons our firm is a partner of the organization, is we feel very strongly about this, and that it's extremely important for, you know, us and for other businesses to practice ethical business practices.
And back to the nominations process itself now, mm-hmm. for a moment. The way you can do it is you can self-nominate, or someone else can nominate your company.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think that's important to mention. Anybody, you know, listening can go on our website and nominate a company. It doesn't have to be a company that you are really intimate with either, which I think is really important to know. It can be a company that you've been to their shop or to the store and you feel very strongly that they practice good practices. It could be a company where maybe they came out to service something at your house, you know, again, or your car. It can be, you know, anything on a day-to-day basis that you're kind of looking for these good business practices or businesses that you feel are ethical, and you can go and nominate that company. You can also self-nominate. We've had a lot of nominations where it comes from the employees, which I think is really nice. I think that says a lot about the company when it's an employee who all of a sudden, you know, the owner gets this email from us or this letter in the mail saying you've been nominated by an employee. I think that says a lot about that company, because that employee decided to take the time to nominate their company and feel strongly about their culture, that they are an ethical company. So there's many different ways to nominate.
Interesting to point out that the actual awards and the awards luncheon that goes with it, not until the spring. So this is not something that you just take a little bit of time to kind of look over. Walk us through the process. Once those nominations are received at the end of this coming week, what happens from there?
Right. This is a process. We like to say that it's earned, not given. You know, the process does start now. So company will be nominated by the deadline, which is October 25th. And then right after that, they'll receive as soon as they're nominated, they'll receive a notification from us letting them know that they were nominated, and they're assigned a mentor immediately, which I think is really important. We have a good group of mentors. We have a mentoring committee, actually, and they're comprised of past recipients and people that are affiliated with the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Association, and they're really there to help the companies through the entire process. They'll contact them right away. They'll invite them to our nominee orientation meeting, which will actually be on November 7th this year, and that meeting also helps support the nominees through the process. So they'll hear from past recipients. They'll learn about the process itself, because it is an application. As I mentioned, it does take a little bit of time to go through the application process, but that's what makes it so rewarding when you actually receive the award. And so, like I said, there's a lot of support as we go through. The mentor will help you. You have about 2 months to complete it. So submissions are due at the end of January. And then we have Niagara University business administration students who do a vetting process for us and really narrow it down to 3 finalists in each category. And then we have an esteemed group of judges, community leaders, local community leaders, who will actually choose the recipient in each of the company sizes. And then that's awarded on May 21st of 2020. So as you mentioned, it is a process. So there's a timeline to it.
Sure. It's kind of like how the bills are being built, according to their brain trust. I keep hearing process a lot.
Yes, you could say that.
And as far as this process goes, now in its 14th year now, there must have been a time or two, or maybe more than a time or two, when a company has been up a number of times for nomination and maybe mm-hmm. even made the final 3, mm-hmm. but not yet broken through to win.
Correct. So, I'm glad you brought that up. We've never had a repeat recipient, obviously. As I said, once you receive the award, you know, you wouldn't reapply. But we've had many, many companies that have applied, you know, a year, maybe didn't become a finalist, or they became a finalist, you know, made it very close and then didn't receive the award, but they come back a time or two to apply the next year. And we really encourage that. I think each year when you go through this, you learn a little bit more about your company. A lot of people say it's not receiving the award, but it's the actual process that's meant a lot to them. They've learned kind of self-reflection. It's been a good learning process for them. And again, each time you go through it, you learn. And sometimes it's just the makeup of the finalists that year too. You know, you get really good submissions. It is competitive because there's a lot of really great companies out there in the Buffalo Niagara region. And so it can become difficult on the judges to choose, you know, which one rises to the top. But that's why, again, we encourage people to come back and apply.
I think that also speaks to the process and about how well it's going, because people are determined to still make the cut.
Exactly. Right. It's nice that we don't have these companies that are discouraged and think, well, I didn't win or I didn't receive the award this year, I'm going to give up. But it means that much to them, you know, something that they really want to achieve, that they come back again. You know, they might change their application. They might have a different mentor the next year too, to get some more feedback and advice from somebody else looking from the outside in, and then, you know, may receive it that year as well.
And what about those groups, those organizations that have won? What is the value of them receiving it?
I think that we've gotten a lot of good feedback. We are very fortunate that we have our past recipients stay very involved with us, almost like an alumni association, we call it. But we meet throughout the year to get some feedback from them, you know, on the award and how it's affected them, and help us with the future of the organization. But we've heard so many different variety of feedback as far as how it's helped. You know, a lot of the companies will put it on their email signature. There's a little logo that they can put on. They'll have it on their website. They say that they might use it in their proposals. It's helped them with their, you know, with their marketing. With, you know, nowadays when people are looking to do business, what's the first thing you do? You Google them, right? You look for reviews. You look on their website. And when potential clients and customers see recipient of the Ethics Award, we've had these companies tell us that that is actually how they've gotten business, because people see that and feel more comfortable going, you know, choosing them maybe versus a competitor who didn't have that. You know, it's a validation of their ethical business practices. So we've heard a lot of that. We've also heard some companies say it helps with retention of employees and recruiting. Because again, you know, employees or potential employees are like customers, and they're choosing where to go based on who they feel comfortable with and what businesses they know are, you know, tend to be good or have, you know, heard good feedback about. So we've heard companies say it's helped with their employees, the retention, the buy-in from their employees when they receive the award, that, you know, yes, I am part of this great company that does the right things at the right times.
Yeah, kind of the golden rule applies, and it goes a long way.
It is. That's exactly what it comes, you know, down to, doing the right thing at the right time.
Perfect. Well, Caroline, one more time. Submission deadline coming up October 25th, and the nominations can be sent where?
Yes. Yep. You can go right to buffalobusinessethics.org or bnbea.org. It's a little bit shorter. That's easier. And right on the homepage is a link to the nomination form, and that'll get sent directly to us, and we'll notify the company immediately.
Very good. Looking forward to a future business report where I mentioned the 3 nominees in each category.
It'll
be
here before you know it, right?
I know, right? It's crazy how quickly that comes around.
It does go by fast. So thank you for having me, Randy. Real quick, if I could just mention our partners. I just really quickly want to thank our platinum partners, BS&P CPAs and Consultants, KeyBank, Lally Insurance, and Niagara University. And our media partners are WGRZ, Buffalo Business First, and obviously WBEN 930 AM. We really appreciate all the support. We couldn't do what we do if we didn't have the support of our partners.
Sure, happy to help. Caroline, again, my thanks. Caroline Organ, Director of Human Resources, BS&P CPAs, also the board member and secretary with the BNBEA. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.